It is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Sorry I missed you yesterday, but I was just plain, you know, pukey sick.
It happens.
Yeah, it does happen, you know. And you're, and it happens to you even more frequently when you're 67. But anyway, let us go to the world of sports. And, you know, I'm no big Patriot fan, okay? But I know I am a fan of greatness in sports, and greatness is determined by longevity and how you do and the number of championships you win. And Tom Brady is great, one of the greatest to ever put on a football uniform. And I just don't understand all the commotion being made because he didn't make the Pro Bowl roster for the first time since 2008. Now, think this out. That's 11 years. What's the big commotion?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know why people are writing these stories. He's going to retire. He's going to do this.
The media hates the Patriots, and they hate Tom Brady. The media hates anything that's good.
But, you know, there's certain teams I don't like. But you know what? When it comes to players that have shown their greatness and coaches that have shown their greatness,
mm-hmm.
you got to take your cap off to them. I mean,
you have to do that.
I mean,
you could hate any team you want. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to offend anybody. But when somebody's good, you have to give them their credit.
Yeah. No,
and most teams that are disliked are disliked because they're good.
So I just
most,
I,
not all.
I just don't want to see any more of these stories. I mean, the guy has no receivers this year.
Except he has nothing.
He's got nothing to work with.
Their defense is nowhere near as good as it used to be. And, they have no receivers. They haven't had a running game in 10 years?
Yeah.
When was the last time they had a good running back?
Yeah. Well, that's
wasn't
amazing.
That when they had the Jets running back?
Yeah.
What was his name? The little guy.
Yeah. I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah, but it's just Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin. That was probably the last time they had a bona fide running game.
It was just amazing.
I don't think they won when they had Curtis Martin, did they?
They
went to one or two, maybe.
They weren't the team he helped them. Yes, he did. But still, if you take the coach away and Tom Brady away from the New England Patriots,
they're nothing.
They're absolutely nothing. I don't care who else plays for them. Absolutely nothing.
You could hate Belichick all you want. You could hate Brady all you want. They're two of the best at what they've done ever, if not the best.
And people forget, with all the Super Bowl rings that Belichick has won with New England, add two more when he was the defensive coordinator for the Giants. Add two more to his list.
Yep.
I mean, so what does that give him, 7 Super Bowls?
I mean, the guy's the best at what he does.
Yeah.
You don't have to like him. He doesn't like you, so it doesn't matter. The feeling's mutual. He's good at what he does, and if you think otherwise, you're kidding yourself.
Hey, Hayden Fry died, college football coach.
What happened?
He passed away. Yeah.
So did the coach from Remember the Titans that coached the team down there in the Virginia area.
He passed away too?
Yeah, 84 years old.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a movie that should be seen in every school.
Yeah, that's just a plain good movie.
There's a lot of things in that movie that are good for the youth,
yeah.
But it's not shown in schools. It should be.
All right. Tom Coughlin fired from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not as good as they thought they would be with him there, so I think he should get canned.
But the reason he was fired because the National League Players Association filed a dispute how he was running the team. They said he gave too many fines and too many disciplinary measures.
The world is ruined.
I know. Fire the guy because of the record. Don't fire the guy because he's a disciplinarian.
Because he's trying to kick people in the pants and get them to do what they're supposed to do, what they're getting paid to do.
It's just amazing.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a joke. Oh, you want to play football? Okay. You want to play baseball, basketball, whatever it might be? Can't upset the baby. You get upset the baby, everybody else gets fired, not the baby. The baby doesn't get chastised because he's a baby. It's a joke. Nobody's held to the standard anymore. Nobody. You do whatever you want to do.
All right. The Yankees introduced Gerrit Cole yesterday.
Yep.
In the press conference. And he slicked down the hair and got rid of the beard.
I wonder if what would happen if he didn't want to do it.
He wouldn't have signed the contract. That's what he said. They asked him about it. If he really wanted to keep the beard and stuff like that, he wouldn't have signed the contract. He was asked about that.
It's going to happen.
One of these days,
in today's sporting world, it will happen.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to fight it.
Yep. But
the baby has to get burped.
All right. So what else? What else we want to talk about here? Anything else?
Not much else going on. Kentucky lost again to an unranked team. They're not as good as everybody thought they were. You could see it too in the beginning of the year when I watched a few of their games. Last night's game was on from Vegas, so I didn't watch that one. But you could see just like I said, the baby has to get burped. These kids are arguing with Calipari. Who are you to argue with him?
I know. It's upside down. It's upside down.
Yep. Who are you to argue with him? You're a snot-nosed freshman coming out of a high school playing one of the top programs in the country, and you're arguing with the coach? You want to do things your way? Like you said, it's upside down. Nothing makes sense. Black is white. Red is green. It doesn't matter anymore.
So now, when do the big games come up in college football?
After Christmas, the weekend after Christmas, next weekend, they start. I believe they start then.
Yeah, because all these other small-time, bowl games, 500 bowl games.
The Humpty Dumpty bowls?
Yeah, I just don't care about them.
No.
I want to see those.
Well, that's what they did to themselves. They they made these two games are the ones that count, so nobody cares about the other ones. They care less about them than they did before.
You see these bowls where there's 5,000 people in the stands.
Oh, it's pathetic, man.
You see 40,000 empty seats, and you see 5,000 bowl seats.
It's absolutely pathetic.
Oh, well. What the heck? It is what it is, right?
That's what it is.
All right, so we'll do our football picks tomorrow.
There's Saturday games this weekend, right?
There's three Saturday games.
So we're going to pick our six games this weekend. We're going to pick all the games Saturday and three games Sunday.
Yep.
This is your chance.
My chance.
This is your chance.
What does our record stand at here?
I'm 59-20, and you're 48-31.
Well, I think I'm a little too far behind.
The finish line's in sight.
In sight,
and
that's
the horse
right.
is too far behind.
That's exactly right.
UConn played a tough game last night. They played a tough team.
Yeah.
St. Peter's College in Jersey City. There must have been about 42 people in the stands for that game.
Unbelievable.
I did watch some of that last night.
Gino Auriemma's going to miss a game. He's got to get some medical procedure done.
Really? Is it something bad?
It must not be, because it's only going to be one game. So.
No, that's all right, then.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Because once he goes, there goes the program.
Yeah.
You get coaches
gonna
like...
It's going to be something to see what happens when that happens.
Well, it's true. I mean, you get coaches like Belichick and Gino Auriemma and Vince... These coaches come along once in a generation, really. That are that good. So, John Wooden, you don't get coaches like that that dominate their sport all the time.
Very few coaches are part of the best of the crew that's ever done it.
Yeah.
And they don't grow on trees. They don't come one after another. So, like you said, when he's gone, there will definitely be a drop-off.
All right.
And you got to expect it. If anybody thinks that the UConn women's team is going to be as good without him as they were with him, you're sipping the same Kool-Aid that says the people that about with Belichick is no good.
Yeah. All right, there. I'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here.
You've
been proven.
Thanks.
Feel better.
All right, take care.
Take care. Have a great day.
Mike Cosi at large with sports here on Robin Hood Radio.